something I said, and maybe it's something I did. Maybe there's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? That recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Think back to when a kiss was more than hello, goodbye. When I noticed your haircuts, and when you told me white lies. When words like I love you were more than habit unchecked. You made me feel like I could walk on water. Now I'm up to my neck. Maybe it's something I said, and maybe it's something I did. Maybe there's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? Recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you said yes you will, but you're more than that and what they say you. So stop holding on to what they're saying and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you any. I thought I was entitled. All these different ones being stuffed inside my mouth. Quit telling me what to say, what to think, how to feel, and who to be. Don't come looking for me. You won't find me. what they're saying and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. Anyway.
You are listening to WMFO. I hope. All right, good. It seems like this mic is working. All right, great. Hi, my name is Juliet. I was trained as a DJ a couple months ago. This is my first show that I'm subbing, and please bear with me for the moment while I figure out everything technically. But I should have everything in working order soon. In any case, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. It is. What is it? 7:09 p.m. Nice evening on this here 4th of July. Stay tuned. Sorry about that. It appears one of the turntables is not super functional, so I will give me a moment. I will have the next song queued up in a moment. The last song you heard was called Forensic Scientist by Mika Miko, and stay tuned for the next song.
I don't need your demand. seems to be illegal. Hunger, homelessness, living high on dreams. Like rims out, backseat skin. Dress dreams like we held out back dress.
You just heard a song called Backseat Boy by Bonfire Madigan. It's a 7-inch released by K Records from Olympia, Washington. I'm guessing probably early 90s. I'm not sure if it has the exact date on the record. But anyway, that's what you just heard. And before that was another song by Mika Miko. Coming up, we've got a song by one of Ian Spinonius' projects called Escapism. He's also best known as being formerly involved, or I guess his probably biggest project before this was Nation of Ulysses. But he's done a lot of things. He's a busy man. Anyway, here's a song called Iron Curtain.
curtain.
You're listening to WMFO 91.5, coming at you live from Medford, Massachusetts. You just heard three songs by the band called Neocons. The song you just heard is called Overstimulation. Before that was Rent Controlled, and before that was a song called High Anxiety. Each of these songs is under 2 minutes, so they're probably all blurred together into one song. All right, so it's getting to, what's it called? 7:30, so I guess it is time for a public service announcement. All right, just looking through the binder real quick. All right, here's a good one. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. This is a message near and dear to my heart, as, yeah, definitely been in a non-zero number of Ubers or Lyfts where the driver is texting, and yeah, it's not ideal, to say the least. All right, so next up, we've got a song from one of my favorite bands of all time, Superchunk. It's called On the Mouth, and give me a moment to swap out this 7-inch, because I've been playing pretty much exclusively from 7-inches for the past 20 minutes or so, and right now it seems like there's only one functional turntable, so it takes a little while to swap things out, so please bear with me here. All right. Stay tuned. You just heard Repeat the Ending by Chavez, and coming up is from a band called, I can't actually say the name on the radio, but Effed Up, if you will. The song's called Into the Light. Right, the song you just heard was by a group called Tar. It's called Static. It's from a 7-inch they did with Jawbox. I believe it's actually a cover of a Jawbox song. I think they cover each other, which is really cute. Yeah, coming up, we've got a song from a band called The Intelligence. I believe the song is called Reading and Writing About Partying, so stay tuned. You just heard a song called Reading and Writing About Partying by a band called The Intelligence. Up next, we've got a song from a group called Lync, L-Y-N-C. The song is called 2 Feet in Front. See, I've heard from somebody called in to tell me that my playlist is not showing up on the website, and I think it's because like there's some issue with Spinatron, but in any case, if you would like to know the title of a particular song that I played that you missed, you can call into the station at 855-915-9636. You also can go to WMFO.org and you can find all the fun call-in information there, and I'm happy to let you know what I've been playing. And hopefully I will get the thing sorted out so the next time I sub a show, my playlist will sync with the website and we'll be in the 21st century. So, yep, for now, here comes a song by Lync called 2 Feet in Front.
Thank you.
right, you heard the song 2 Feet in Front by Link. Also, shout out to my mom, who I believe is listening right now. Hi, Mom. I hope you're having fun in Minnesota on your trip. All right, coming up next, we have a song by a group from the 90s called Sebado. This song is, I believe it's called Cheap Shot, but based on the way the album art is, this is the way, like, the text of the album art makes it a little hard to tell, and this is sort of common with a lot of post-hardcore, alt-rock, whatever, 7 inches from the 90s. A lot of them are very, it can be hard to discern what exactly is the content of the record that you're about to play. But in any case, I will play it, and we'll find out. So, stay tuned.